This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
Hello, middle-level educators. Are you looking for a nationwide type of conference at the fraction of the cost? The North Carolina Association for Middle-Level Education welcomes you to Charlotte, North Carolina, March 24th through the 26th for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference. My name is David James, NCMLE Marketing and Conference Director, and I want to personally invite you to our annual conference. You will not want to miss our keynote and featured speakers that lead over 100 middle-level specific teaching and learning sessions. Our featured lineup includes EDU experts from across the country, such as principal and leadership expert Baruti Kafele, Darren Peppard, LaQuanta Nelson, Zach Bauermaster, and the host of this podcast, Mr. Charles Williams. The NCMLE Inspire Conference is for everyone. Go to ncmle.org to register your team for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference today.
Welcome to the Counter Narrative Podcast, a show designed to change the way we talk and think about education. By sharing stories of successes and triumphs, we aim to challenge the dominant narrative that often negatively portrays our disenfranchised populations. I'm your host, Charles Williams, an urban educator for more than 15 years, a current school principal in Chicago, an educational consultant, an equity advocate, and the co-host of Inside the Principal's Office. Let's get started. So a while back, I stumbled across this concept that I've noticed popping up here and there in various spaces, and I thought to myself as I was pondering about what to share for this Pause to Ponder episode, it really dawned on me, like, this would be perfect. And I think it's in alignment with some of the things that are happening within my own life, within my organization right now. And so I'll dive in. So I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I believe it's pronounced kintsugi. And this is also known as something called golden joinery. It's a Japanese art form where they take broken pottery and they repair it with typically gold, but sometimes it can even be silver. But what I think is interesting about this approach is that typically if we were to have something that was broken and we were to mend it, we do so in a way that the mend is invisible, where somebody looking at said object may not even know that it was ever broken or repaired. This is not the case. In fact, what they do is with the mending with gold or silver, it actually serves to highlight or even embrace these flaws that are within the pottery. And so I started thinking about that, right? How can this concept be applied to our own spaces in the work that we do? And I thought about, well, what if we look at those cracks within our organizations, not necessarily as irreparable breaks, but instead these opportunities, these opportunities to strengthen and even beautify the work that we're doing. So I want to walk through kind of step by step these analogies. So the first thing I think about are the cracks themselves. And I know that oftentimes it's hard to admit that the systems that we have in our spaces are imperfect, especially if they are systems that we have developed, if they are the systems that we've created. When we recognize that they are flawed, sometimes we take that personally as a reflection of ourselves, right? And this could be anything. It could be, you know, barriers of communication. It could be some leadership challenge, whatever it might be, right? They exist. And so instead of ignoring that these cracks exist, the first thing that we have to do is to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're going to recognize these flaws, because if we don't recognize them, then there's nothing to repair to begin with. So I know that sometimes it's comfortable to sit in that space and pretend like they don't exist. But the reality is that those flaws, if left unchecked, will inherently render that vessel, or in our case, the organization, ineffective as a whole, right? And so step one, let's identify the flaws, let's identify the cracks. And once we do so, then we're going to choose the material that we are going to repair that with, right? Whether that's that gold or silver, but in our case, it's not these literal treasures, I guess, if you will, but about identifying solutions that are actually sustainable, right? Not a quick fix, not just slapping on some tape, right? And hoping for the best, but what is something that is going to last? How can we invest in our people and the training and the processes so that way this repair isn't just some ramshod, you know, temporary fix, but instead it fortifies the culture of the organization as a whole and can last for the foreseeable future. So once we identify the what we're going to use to mend that, I think the second part then, or the third part, I guess, in this case, would actually be the actual mending itself, right? We've identified the flaw, we've chosen how we're going to go about it, and then we begin the actual work, right? It's not enough just to say, hey, there's a solution, or this is something that we can do. And I think a lot of times within our organizations, we get stuck in this space of having conversations around what should be done or what needs to be done, but talking about fixing something isn't actually going to fix it. We actually have to jump in and implement those changes to begin the mending process, right? And yeah, we might be met with resistance. It might be challenging to get these pieces to fit together, just like we might get pushback within our spaces. But all that means is that this work requires patience, persistence, and even if you will, a steady hand, being very, very careful and tactful about how we go about this process. And that, I think, for me is where leadership comes in, that the true art of leadership. It's about understanding how each piece fits together and making sure that they're done so carefully and purposefully, so that way the finished product resembles that which originated, and you don't just end up with something completely new or gaps within the system, or you know, our fictional pottery, right? And so as we go through this, right, once we implement everything, we start to see this transformation, right? This idea that to say, hey, you know what, we're committed to this, we're going through the process, and once the final product is done, now it's time to celebrate, right? It is time to say, okay, yeah, the process was hard, but take a look at where we're at, right? Let us appreciate the beauty in what has been created. Yes, it is flawed. Yes, it is damaged, but it has now been repaired to a point where those flaws, again, are highlighted. We've grown and we've been strengthened by them. So let's celebrate the fact that we were able to bring this back together and that our new space is stronger than ever. And then I think to close out then is this idea of how do we maintain this, right? True, there might be times moving forward that our organization, right, our fragile pottery, if you will once it begin become damaged. But what's important, I think, for us to understand is that we don't pretend or we shy away from these future cracks. We understand that, yes, they can happen, and more than likely they will, but just in the same way that we were able to fix and transform our space before, we can do the same exact thing again. Understanding that it will get stronger and stronger and stronger every time that we mend, not with something that is superficial, but with something that is designed to be long-lasting. So I just want us to think about this. Because so often I have sat in spaces where we pretend as if things are not wrong and we just continue to move forward, and we see the cracks getting bigger and bigger and wider and wider. We see the vessel becoming more and more and more fragile, and we wonder, why are things slipping through the literal cracks in this case? Why are we not able to hold on to what we have had before? And that's because there are these marred spaces, right? This brokenness that we have to mend, we have to heal, so that way we can be far more stronger, far more beautiful than we ever were. So I want you to think about this. Think about your own spaces. Where are the cracks? Where are the flaws within the system? And what are the structures that you could put in place? What gold or silver will you apply to these situations that won't only make the space more beautiful? Because remember, we just don't want something pretty on the outside as a facade, because if that's the case, again, nothing is going to change. But in truth, that will make your organization that much more stronger. What can you use? Are you going to then be intentional, but are you going to have a vision? Are you going to put the pieces back together in the way that they should be put together? And then will you stand back, celebrate the accomplishments with the understanding that this probably will occur again? And if so, you understand the processes that you must take in order to make sure that your organization remains strong. I want you to think about that. I want you to go forward, you know, until this next episode, and just keep in mind this ancient art of kintsugi and how you might apply it to your own spaces. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Counter Narrative Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to like, subscribe, and of course, share it with friends and family. I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show, so please leave a comment or two as well. Now, I'm not sure what platform you're using, but the show can be found on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and plenty of other platforms. If the show isn't on your preferred site, let me know, and I'll be sure to get it up and running. This podcast is also featured on schoolrubric.com, where you can find educational articles, videos, and interviews with educators from around the globe. Be sure to connect with me and other listeners by following the show on Twitter at the CN Podcast and joining the show's Facebook group. Take care.